U.S. Marines last week handed over the occupation of south-central Iraq to a 19-country multinational division led by Poland. This 9,500-man force is largely made up of Ukrainians, Poles, and Spaniards, but also is accompanied by small detachments of soldiers from countries including Fiji, Mongolia, and Kazakhstan. U.S. officials hope this will help legitimize the occupation in the eyes of Iraqis and the world. NPR's Ivan Watson traveled to southern Iraq to see how the multinational force is doing.
The U.S. Marines have left Karbala. Their replacements are a patchwork coalition of troops from around the world. A Polish general commands the town's 600-man force, which consists mostly of soldiers from Bulgaria. They are bolstered by a company of U.S. military police, which is stationed here indefinitely and working side by side with the local Iraqi police force. Last Thursday, this alliance was put to the test when more than 300 Iraqi protesters, some armed with long swords, staged a sit-in against the occupation at the main police station, which is also the headquarters for the American troops. U.S. Lieutenant Michael Drayton says his heavily outnumbered military police, or MPs, were trying to remove one of the Iraqi demonstrators when the situation got out of hand.
One of his friends picked up a big knife, decided he wanted to hack off the arm of the MP that was trying to move this guy, and he was, after a struggle, he was shot. At that same time, one of the protesters in the crowd broke out a weapon and started shooting at me, so one of my soldiers took him down. From then on, we knew it wasn't going to be a peaceful protest.
Faced with an angry crowd, Drayton called for backup. Due in part to language barriers, he said Polish troops were delayed by up to an hour. Polish Brigadier General Marek Odzanowski says the Bulgarians took even longer.
Bulgarians are under my operational command. That means that they have to follow my orders. But of course, they are another nation and they have their own regulations, and maybe they consulted with their superiors in a division. It can cause some time.
When the reinforcements finally did arrive, Poles stood alongside Bulgarians and Americans, and together the soldiers faced down the angry crowd, which dispersed after several tense hours. Again, Lieutenant Drayton.
If and when the Americans leave, it's going to be the Polish and Bulgarians here, and we don't want them being overran or seen as weak by the Iraqis. So we made a united stand out there.
No American soldiers were wounded in the gun battle. General Odzanowski says American troops shot and killed three Iraqi demonstrators and injured three more. The internationalization of the foreign occupation force in Iraq is aimed at alleviating the huge cost of the U.S. troop deployment here, while also legitimizing the occupation in the eyes of Iraqis and the world. But Talal Abdul Huwar, the manager of a restaurant in Karbala, says it doesn't matter what country the troops are from, it's still an occupation.
No one here feels free when they see foreign soldiers carrying guns in the street.
Abdul Huwar's restaurant stands next to a heavily guarded hotel that is now the headquarters for Karbala's Polish garrison. Inside, Polish and Bulgarian troops relax by playing pool and watching Polish music videos on satellite television. These troops have already come under fire on at least one occasion since they arrived here, and General Odzanowski is expecting further attacks.
We've got a warning from Americans and from civilians and from local police that we will be tested by the so-called bad guys.
While keeping an eye out for guerrilla attacks, Odzanowski is working to improve coordination among his coalition partners. Due to miscommunication, his men almost fired at U.S. Marines 2 weeks ago while they were on a lunch break. In time, U.S. Lieutenant Drayton is confident the coalition members will overcome their language barriers.
We're trying to find interpreters that speak Polish and Bulgarian and Iraqi and English. And that's like doing Chinese math, you know, it's kind of hard to do.
More countries may eventually join this coalition. Washington is asking for the creation of another multinational division and engaging in negotiations aimed at giving the American-led occupation a United Nations mandate. Ivan Watson, NPR News.